In terms of tolerability or toxicity, or particularly immune-related toxicity, same basic story.
Same basic story. There didn't seem to be any increased immune toxicity with this agent. It was fairly well tolerated, so there wasn't any concerning signals with this drug.
So in that New England Journal paper, it looks like there's only 26 patients, but half of them responded, which is, I mean, it is a small number, but kind of higher than you see with a lot of solid tumors. Any thoughts about that and the sort of the depth and duration of response?
Yeah, and that's what's exciting about it is the depth of response was very encouraging, and it seems to follow what we see in other tumor types with PD-1 antibodies in cutaneous malignancies at least, which is you get a very good early response and that response tends to be durable. So I think this is going to pan out to be an effective therapy for this patient population.